I wanted to ask you about, well, a lot of us did, about Bruce Mitchell and what he's doing and how impressive it is that he's been able to step in and play pretty flawlessly.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty phenomenal what he's been able to do. And, you know, it's a testament to Bruce, obviously, his character. You know, we got Bruce in the spring from the defensive line, and he was willing and able and was all in from the jump. You know, all throughout the winter, Connor Pay spent a lot of time with him, trying to get him ready, trying to get him caught up. And, you know, I think Connor's doing a heck of a job with him right now, trying to be, you know, we call him Coach Pay right now because he's doing a heck of a job keeping Bruce under, putting Bruce under his wing and helping him out. But it's been a tremendous kind of performance last week for Bruce, so we're excited about it.
What's the key to making that type of transition, TJ?
Selflessness. You know, I think Bruce is he's a selfless guy, man. He's a team first guy. He'll do whatever anybody out here asks him to do for this team. And he's done that from day one. Didn't matter center, guard, out, you know, D-line when he played D-line last year. Everything we've asked Bruce to do, he's done it. And, you know, never said a word when he wasn't getting what he wanted when he wanted it. Just kept working, kept developing. And I think the other thing that's unique about Bruce is there's no moment too big for Bruce. You know, he's pretty even keeled. You know, he acts medium most of the time, and I think that obviously helps him out in those settings. You know, he wasn't nervous. He was just ready to execute and go out there and play a good game.
What's that like as a coach when you see a player handle those moments? Because, you know, that's a big game, and, you know, all the attention and taking over for Connor. There's a lot of things to maybe make a guy tighten up a little bit. But it sounded like, from what Jake was saying, he was pretty loose before that game and played that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating. I mean, it's inspiring as his coach, too, to be honest. You know, I remember, it's been a long time now, but I remember when I was playing and you know, I got nervous at times. You know, I think that's part of the deal. But, and I'm sure deep down there's some of that for Bruce. But never let anybody sense that or feel that or any of that. Just, I think he's got extreme confidence in himself, and he trusts his preparation, right? And then I think that goes for the entire group. You know, when you prepare to win, you expect to win, and you know, you go out there with that expectation, and practice performance is game reality. And if you can do it out here on this practice field, then we all fully expect you to be able to do out on the game field, and I think that's what you saw.
Do you expect Sonny McCassini to be back in the lineup?
He's still questionable. We'll see how that all goes. Yeah. Yep.
When Bruce went out for that first snap, were you holding your breath at all? Or
no.
Because that's kind of the litmus test of that first snap kind of.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, there's been many times in my career where I have been holding my breath. I wasn't that way at all with Bruce. I don't think anybody was. You know, we joked about it after, like, you know, a lot of times when backup linemen are in, you know, when you're thinking about what plays to call or what positions to put the players in, you know, you have to kind of be cognizant of, you know, maybe a certain player, right? Like, oh, well, maybe we can't do that to this guy because we don't want to, you know, put him in a tough spot. I mean, we called the game the same exact way we would have with anybody else in there at center. I mean, there wasn't ever a thought of, well, we got to protect Bruce here or do this, do that. I mean, we just basically ran our offense. And, again, that's a testament to him.
Through six games, what is your general feeling with how the offensive line has played and, you know, given with what happened to Connor and all that, just overall?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of positives. I still think we're a work in progress. I think we have a lot of room to grow. You know, I think that we show flashes at times of I think what we can be up front. And I think the biggest challenge for us right now is just building, you know, being consistent, being able to do it. You are what you do repeatedly. And, you know, I think there's, you know, too many times where it's really good. Oh, crap, that's not ideal, you know. And I think the best O-lines I've been around are the ones that the team knows exactly what they're going to get. You know, the coordinator knows exactly what he's going to get, and you can consistently do your job. That's really what we're striving for, and you know, we're at the halfway point, right? And there's a lot more football to be played, and we're excited to continue to improve and grow.
I think you've only given up 5 sacks, which is good, but there's also the coach in you that probably says that's 5 too many.
Yeah, I mean, we've I think, you know, the pass protection has been a positive. You know, there's a lot of factors that go into that. You know, I think the first thing is you know, Caleb and Braden have done a great job on the edges. That's usually where the breakdowns occur. They've done a tremendous job on the edges. And, sacks is a team stat. You know, it takes a quarterback to know when he's hot, when he needs to get rid of the football. You know, it takes receivers to get open and get open in a hurry. It takes running backs to help in protection. It takes tight ends to help in protection. We have a lot of tight end protections in this offense, and then I think our offense helps us out that way too. You know, there's a lot of protection variation, so I think, like I said, it's a team stat, but I'm pleased with how we protected the passer so far.
You're facing an Oklahoma State team that hasn't lived up to its expectations, but it's coming off a bye week and probably be hungry. What do you expect to see? What challenges does their defense present this week?
Well, first of all, I expect their very best. I mean, those guys have been coaching there for a long time, and they're dang good, and they've won a lot of games there, and they have good players. They're very talented on the defensive front. They fly around. I think they have good scheme. They have an aggressive scheme on defense. They're not afraid to take chances. So I expect them to be at full steam ahead when they show up here on Friday night. I expect us to do the same thing. I think it's going to be a heck of a battle.
It's fun to have the target in that sense.
No doubt.
You know everybody's going to come for you because you guys have that target.
Yeah, no question.
Good.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Always good to talk
Jake.
To you.